Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
A couple things. One, there's a new episode of Too Much Access, our football video show on BobbyBones.com, where we went to Vanderbilt and worked with their punter, who's an Australian punter, who played Australian rules football, which is not American football. I suck it. My foot-eye coordination is terrible.
It's not normal for you.
Like you kick and a miss?
I don't even know what footed I am.
Oh, because you're left-handed.
Yeah, and I don't, obviously I don't kick well on my right foot. I don't kick well on my left foot.
So you're non-footed.
But Eddie's like oddly a really good kicker. And he's like, what do you mean oddly? He goes, I'm like Hispanic.
Dude, we were just born with a soccer ball on our in our hands.
Oh. He's oddly a good kicker. It's up. That episode's up at BobbyBones.com. Also, I'm going to let everybody know on the show what we're going to do here. So in the next couple of weeks, maybe sooner than that, maybe later, we're going to play a tournament for money.
What?
Well, come on.
A game turn. I'm going to play two. We have to find an impartial referee to come in, but we're going to work with one of our sponsors. What game do you think we'll play, Scuba?
I think it's going to be Hughes and Q's.
Oh, I'm colorblind.
I think that's why
but you
like
that game.
And you're oddly good at it.
Yeah, because it's between that and Blank Slate, I think we agreed upon Hughes and Q's because of the controversy.
Okay.
I can't win the money.
Or you can, though, because you've done pretty well at that game. I've seen it.
I've never won. I've only ever not finished last was my highlight.
Oh. That's not going to win you the tournament.
But can you play Hughes and Q's with just two people?
Yeah, you can do. I think you can. I have to check the rules.
I think we do Blank Slate.
Okay.
Regardless, we had a meeting, and I was like, hey, we want to play, and we'll play a tournament, and whomever wins on the show wins the money.
How much money?
Well, so I asked for $1,000 to the client. But I think what I'm going to do is, if you win, because we never do games where we actually win, if you, we'll get a listener and you can represent the listener and you'll split the money, 500, 500.
Oh. I like that.
Okay. It's still five, yeah.
Dang, that's a lot of money.
And then we'll play, and maybe I don't play. I wanted to play, but.
Maybe you're the ref?
I don't even want to be the ref. Because
yeah,
because
there's going to be hate towards you. Call mine no. inaccurate.
Hey, not- refs are never loved. It doesn't matter what the
situation is. It's the worst
is.
Job in the world. Half the people hate you, half the people love you.
Hey, Scuba, so figure out, because if we're doing 1v1, I don't know if we could, well, I don't know what we could do.
Okay.
Because it's going to be one-on-one a tournament, however we get it set up.
Yeah. Hey, just keep playing until.
But I don't.
Like almost like a round robin where you play until you lose. Like let's say you're the.
Well, we'd play a tournament. Everybody on the show could play.
Yeah.
Up to $500. Amy and Mike, their first round. Lunchbox and Eddie, we're just making this up, guys. Don't fall into any trap here. We'll draw randomly. Lunchbox and Eddie play second round. Morgan and Ray play third.
Yeah!
You and Kevin four, whatever, and then the winners move on. And winners move on.
Oh, so that way versus like a round robin?
Yes.
Where it's like, okay, gotcha.
It's just easy. We build a bracket out.
Okay.
And have it that way. And we'll do it all after the show and post it all. And they can team up with a listener, but we got to figure out what we can do one-on-one.
Okay, yeah, I'll ask them to see what they think based on them knowing the game pretty well.
Okay, but you guys want to play this game for $500?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll play any game for $500.
And then a listener, you'll be playing for a listener. We'll find them later too. Okay, and they get $500 if you win representing them.
All right, I got my listener.
No, you don't get to pick your listener.
This is tax-free?
No, no. There's no. We're just playing a game, guys. You handle your own business, your personal way.
You do it however you want.
I got nothing to say about any of that. You just handle your own business, okay? Boom. Got those two things out of the way. Wanted to mention those. Let's see. The new iPhone arrives today. Now, does that mean it's being announced, being shown, or is it arriving at the store? Because I purposefully have not upgraded my crack screen because it's been cracked now for a month. First time in my life I've ever had a crack screen for the new iPhone.
And you judge people with crack screens?
Yes, because I know they're crazy.
You have one.
It's like somebody driving on the road with a bunch of dents on their car. Stay away from that car.
Yeah, and they're cutting you off. You're like, I know how you got that.
Yeah, I know how you got that crack screen, right? Apple unveils its new iPhone 15 today. Has it been unveiled yet, or is it all West Coast, so it's probably too early to have the unveiling? Okay.
I've been to one of those unveilings. It wasn't an iPhone. It was like a, I don't know, some kind of new video game. It's pretty cool, man. They set it up like, it's like a magic show.
You went to an Apple one?
It was like a consumer electronic seminar in Vegas. Mm. This is where they announced the big thing.
Got it. So it wasn't Apple, but it was just a tech announce?
Correct.
That's pretty cool. 77% of Americans in a new survey say having the latest tech is at least somewhat important, but 31% are not early adopters. Does anybody care that the new iPhone is coming out? I do. I always do, even if I don't need a phone, because I want to know what I saw in this is you can zoom in up to 6 times without affecting the picture quality at all.
Oh, wow.
That's a big zoom.
The new camera.
Oh, that would help.
6 times zoom, losing nothing in the picture, no quality.
How would that help, Amy? Like, what are you shooting? Birds?
Oh, owls, birds.
Oh, they're going to say people from far away.
No. No, but sometimes when they're high up in a tree, like when I'm hiking, I zoom in and you can see just a little bit, but it'd be better if it was more clear.
Have they told us what the price is going to be on this thing? I saw a story where it may actually cost more than a computer.
Whoa. Wow.
But it is a computer. This is a small computer. Don't get twisted. It is. It just lets you call people too. But your computer lets you call people now too.
Or you can get a new phone plan and then it comes with a free phone.
But then if you're already in a phone plan, you have to end the other one.
But then if you get out of one.
Right. You have to pay.
You have to pay a penalty.
Yeah. They get you.
Yeah. They get you. A lost hiker was saved after mouthing "help me" into a bear cam.
Wow.
They have cameras depending on what the Forest Service is looking for or monitoring in a lot of different places. And so sometimes it'll be food or they'll look for bears or so that's what's up. This hiker who was lost in Alaska was rescued because there was a live feed from a bear camera and they see someone get on and go, "Help, help, help, help." So explore.org, which is the National Park Service that operates the cameras, and you just watch them, there's live cameras. And so this guy, unshaven, wet, looks directly into the camera and goes, "Help me, lost." View more than one person, because people watching the camera saw it and then went over to the chat room, in the little chat box, and were writing comments up. And so they noticed and they went out and they got him.
That's crazy.
You know, I wonder if you just sit there and you're like, "I hope someone comes. I hope someone comes." Because you have no idea if anybody saw that, if anybody's coming. So you can't move. Like, you can't keep walking on the trail. You just have to
stay there.
Yeah, it'd be tough because, again, you don't know if it works. I'd probably just break it off and eat it.
The camera?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd make the exact wrong decision.
There was a website we used to watch. Remember where you can watch all over the world?
Chat Roulette. Oh, no, never mind.
I don't forgot the website, what it's called, but you can watch live streams all over the world.
You
type
me
in the city, and it's a live stream from that city.
You showed me that.
Of what, though?
It's whatever, so dude. The city.
Street. It's so dumb.
But it's not like you're watching for something.
No, you just say, like, Prague. Is that Czechoslovakia? I don't know. And then you go to Prague.
Oh, like that.
Like just on the street.
Yep. Just like a sidewalk.
Yeah, let me try to Google it.
An American cave explorer is rescued after a week 3,000 feet underground.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, because I saw yesterday they hadn't gotten him yet.
Good. Yeah. 3,000 feet is so far down.
Dang.
And you're just waiting, wondering if you're ever going to get back up. I mean, I used to run cables under houses. You have to crawl in the dirt.
The crawl space?
There were no crawl spaces. So there was 18 inches. So you had to crawl and take a cable from under the floor to another hole that they drilled. I hated it because I'm not claustrophobic, but I don't like spaces like that. And I would always be scared I was going to be trapped in there forever. Because what are you going to do? You get trapped under a house.
Can't move.
They're going to cut the house out? Mm. Nope, they'll just let you die.
Yeah, I don't even like being under my bed.
Yeah, and I'm on Earth Cam, guys. I'm in Dublin, Ireland
right now. That's it.
Is it cooler than you thought?
No, it's pretty dumb. Okay. There's people just walking down the street. Hey.
I'm looking at Philadelphia right now.
See? That's a live look.
I'm looking at Marco Island Beach in Marco Island, Florida.
You go wherever you want.
There's not a single person on the beach.
Maybe it's early.
I almost drove the Bronco in today, but I was afraid. I saw some little green splashes on the radar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and if it starts raining, I'm screwed.
And it was kind of chilly this morning. So
good I like that.
Chilly?
Because it wakes me up.
Come on, man. It feels great outside.
It was like 68, 67 in the morning.
That's awesome. Woo. That's perfect.
Ready for that.
That's bike weather, man.
Let me do a little, what we call a mid-roll here. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. All right, so a bride admits to fattening up bridesmaids before the wedding.
To make her look good.
So she didn't look plain.
It's messed up.
You don't have to be fattened up if you're a bridesmaid, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean? Like she's making you.
You can't shove food down someone's throat.
Right, you have to eat the food.
She maybe was
It is toxic, yes. Yeah. But I'm saying these people weren't forced to eat stuff. But okay.
Unless she's like, I made you this healthy dish and it's full of like
chocolate cake.
All kinds of stuff they don't even know. Like, but tons of, I'm thinking butter or whatever.
You'd have to do that for a while though.
I know.
Does she say like, if you don't eat this stuff, you're not going to be at my wedding?
So no, this is like, what happened. So her sisters were in the wedding. She said she wanted to make sure her sisters look as ordinary as possible, but she didn't want to be obvious about it. So, because her sisters were all fair skin, blonde hair. And so she went as far as buying a weight loss shake and then emptying all the contents of the weight loss and then putting weight gain powder into it.
That's messed up.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, well.
That's evil.
Little tricks like that. Yeah, that is very toxic.
But it's smart thinking. Like
It's not smart thinking in any way whatsoever. You're lying to them about something they're putting on their body, which isn't fair to them.
That's true.
And two, it's about a picture.
Who cares? If you want to look better, you look better.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't penalize them.
Well, it looks cold in
Spain.
Where's
that, Spain?
We're in Tamuria, Spain. We're at the beach cam, and there's people.
Look at all the boats out there.
Look at all the boats, but it's kind of cloudy, and the wind looks like it's blowing, but there's people on the beach.
Wow, so we don't need to really travel anymore.
No, you can go to...
That's like, I'm in. That's like one time we were flying over the Grand Canyon and I was taking a picture. Bo's like, why you take a picture? Just Google it.
Well, if you want a picture, you can get a better picture on Google.
Yeah, but I wasn't there.
Experience it with your... You're not there anyway. You're flying over it.
Well, maybe if you have the brand new iPhone.
Yeah, you could zoom in up to 6 times.
And there's only like 3 people in the water. Everybody else is on the beach.
It's chilly, man.
No one helped the first credible victims of alien abduction. A new book explores the complex story of Barney and Betty Hill. Now, what I think is interesting... is it says credible victims of alien abduction.
Credible, what does that mean? They believe them?
Well, maybe they've done nothing
to prove that they were lying?
Well, they don't have like a record? Like, what do you mean?
I like in the story, they say, no one helped first credible victims of alien abduction.
First credible.
Right. So a lot's happening now where there are a lot of Navy pilots who have been terrified for saying anything because they may lose their jobs. For decades, they've said it. We see all kind of weird stuff that we can't explain, but they told us to shut up about it. So there's this book, and Betty and Barney Hill are the subject of it. And the book is called The Abduction of Betty and Barney Hill. And they are considered the first credible alien abduction.
And who wrote
the
book?
Is that self-titled?
Yeah,
Betty and Barney Rubble wrote it too.
Barney Rubble. The two were traveling down a lonesome highway on a road trip in Quebec when they noticed a bright light in the sky. They later found themselves at home at 5 a.m., when the trip should have only taken until 2 a.m. at the latest. Both experienced nightmares after the events, and Betty eventually convinced Barney to seek the help of a psychologist to help recover the memories. It's from this retelling that we get the popular image of the tiny gray aliens with large eyes and large heads forcing medical experiments on human beings and reproductive nature. After being dismissed by both our government and the medical establishment, Betty began to drift into the only community that supported them, the UFO community. The breakdown of the book is fascinating as well. It's from jalopnik.com.
Signed, Barney and Betty.
No, I don't think they wrote it.
Oh, they had a ghost
by Matthew Bowman.
Oh, their neighbor.
Yeah. their best son. Friend.
But again, a lot of people have seen this same exact image. They're the first ones to ever report it.
So they went on a road trip, and it normally would take them 2 hours, but it took them 5, so they think that they went somewhere else.
They don't know what happened. And that is a very...
That's called a good party.
That's a very common thing where that Unsolved Mysteries, remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Where all those people in the same town that didn't know each other.
Yeah. That was crazy.
All had the same experience, and they all were like missing for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
But again, they didn't know each other. They didn't share stories, but their stories were exactly the same. They never met each other.
Right.
That was the first time I thought, this could be possible.
Same.
But it also could be like government abducting. There are a lot of things it could be.
Yeah.
But either way, bizarre.
Very.
What are you looking up now? What town?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I mean, we're on Broadway.
He's right down the
he's
street.
He's watching outside our building.
I don't know. We got a cop that pulled up. He doesn't have his lights on. But he pulled up, and he looked like he was going to get out, but he's still sitting in his car. Maybe he's at a red light. But yeah, there's 3 guys in a green shirt.
I thought you said this wasn't interesting, and now you won't get off of it.
No, it's pretty dumb, but I'm just trying to see if I see anybody I know. One of my wife's out on Broadway.
She's out there with another dude.
I mean, how about that? That's how you catch someone cheating. Oh, you're watching the Earth cam, and there's your... Wait a minute. Is that Betsy?
Hey, when I worked for the news, I was shooting like a restaurant, and they said don't do that one time that somebody was cheating on their wife, and they got busted with the news.
I like videos on Instagram where it'll show that like the crowd cam, and it's like a dude with like his arm on his girl, and then he'll see the cameras on him, and he'll slowly, yeah. Or like the cameras on TV camera, and he's like, oh God, he'll slowly back away, like he just got caught. Those are funny. All right, there's a middle light finger for cars.
Yes, you can order it, like it'll just light up, and you press the button, and that way, so like if someone cuts you off, Eddie, and you don't want to have to like take your hand off the wheel to deal with it, you can just press a little button. It's a light up thing in the back that'll go ahead and just...
That's like flipping the bird?
Send them the message.
It's a lit bird. Yeah. It's like a light bird.
Like I'm upset.
Like, yes. Push the button.
Like that.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
That could kind of cure a little bit of road rage.
No, because people see it.
I just hit the button all the time.
You just leave it on.
It's like one of these rats they give cocaine to. It goes to, like they're testing it and they just need more cocaine all the time. Yeah. That'd be me with that middle finger on that light all the time. I watch a guy on TikTok. He's got a big beard. I don't know his name, but he always finds people. And like last night I was watching him and he was like, hey, if you know who this guy is, and I think it was maybe in South Carolina, maybe North Carolina, where this woman's recording this guy getting road rage with her. And he comes up beside her with a gun and points it at her.
Whoa.
As he's driving. Do you see it, Mike? Do you know the guy's name?
No,
He's like a big dude with a beard, but he'll like, if people like do racist stuff in a restaurant, somebody records, he'll be like, hey, who is this person? And like track him down.
Dang, that's cool.
But he showed this guy come up yelling, and then he pulls his gun out right across from her. She's an older lady, and holds it right at her face as he drives by. And then she slams on the brakes and then drives off super fast.
That's so crazy. I don't like that.
Is that scary, Eddie? No,
because people can have a gun.
No, I don't ever start fights with people. They just do something dumb, and I speed up a little bit to make it harder for them to change lanes. That's all I do.
But you're doing a thing that then creates more rage with them.
But then if they get mad, I just say, dude, I was just driving. I didn't even see you.
You don't get to say anything if they pull a gun.
That's true. That's true. Hands up.
Hey, that's good excuse. I didn't see you guys. I was just driving.
I don't know. So you finally let your daughter get a restricted license?
Yes.
What's restricted mean?
So there's only certain hours that she can drive, and like it can't have certain people in the car.
But she can drive by herself?
Yeah, wow. We still haven't.
That's scary.
Yeah, I have to do some like Zoom thing with her this weekend, like the school does, to allow her to get a parking pass at school. Wow. Like for her to learn all the rules for that. And then I guess after this weekend, maybe next week, we let her drive to school. I don't know.
Whoa.
It's going to be weird.
That's crazy.
That's a big deal.
Eddie, yeah. Can your kid drive yet?
No, he's got a permit, but he can't drive alone yet.
Yeah, I mean, she passed her driver's test earlier in the summer. And so the minute you do that, you can go down to the DMV and get your restricted license, I guess. And we've been holding off because we're like, ugh, a little more practice. But here we are.
This guy's name is Tizzy, T-I-Z-Z-Y-E-N-T, like Tizzy Entertainment. And this video I was talking about has 5 million views. You see it, Mike? It's in Newport News, Virginia, so Virginia Beach. Do you guys see it?
No, I didn't see it.
I mean, he drives up past her in a red car, and then his gun in the lane next to her just goes, phew. Tell Shira, hey, if you see Eddie, stay away, because he's going to try to start a fight with her.
Right.
Eddie's going to be that guy.
No, I don't fight with people, guys. I get upset, but I don't fight with people.
You break stuff.
It's in my own garage.
But you snap is my point.
Yeah, but I don't do it in front of people. Like, I don't try.
Unless it's about siding.
Yeah, that was the builder.
Or your kids are in the car and you get road rage.
Sometimes, and they're just like,
so yeah, Dad. You can't really control that.
So it's in front of people, yeah.
No, I just mean the person I'm having trouble with. I don't really do it in front of them.
Yeah, and I just want to let you know there's no one getting married at the Elvis Chapel right now.
That's real manly. Okay,
cool. Thanks for checking in.
Eddie, do it behind their back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Such a man.
Let's see the Las Vegas sign, if there's anybody in Las Vegas. Welcome.
We're
to
supposed
Vegas.
To be washing our mattress every 6 months. I've never heard of that.
How do you put that in the washer?
Okay, you don't. What you do is...
You cram it in the washer?
What the?
No. Stop. It would not fit. But I saw this whole video about how you strip your bed completely down, so you're just bare mattress, and you put baking soda on top. Well, you vacuum it. Okay. Then you put a layer of baking soda on there, rub it in, and then you vacuum again, and then that is supposed to be part of... cleaning your mattress, and every 6 months, then you flip it over to the other side, and then 6 months later, you do that process again and flip it back over.
Sounds like a lot of work. I've never done that one time.
I know, me neither, but...
I've never washed a pillow.
Pillow?
Pillow.
Yeah.
Some people say you're supposed to wash a pillow. Why?
We wash the pillow cases when we wash the the bed stuff. I say we, I don't. But
you mean the sheets and stuff?
Whatever, the bedding, because it's more than that.
Ah, yeah.
When that's cleaned, but... I don't know if the pillow... Do you think my pillows get washed?
I don't know.
Because I don't know what's common there.
Yeah. I don't think you wash pillows because none of that mess up the feathers and stuff in there.
No, you can wash them. You can put them in a bathtub too and like...
I know we don't do that.
What?
Soak them in there.
That?
Little House on the Prairie type stuff?
Yeah.
No.
Just so you know, there is a crowd at the Welcome to Las Vegas sign. I mean, a lot of older people out there at 7:54 a.m. taking pictures in front of the sign.
In Vegas?
That's early. Yeah.
It's a good time for them, though.
Yeah. It's
not too hot,
early.
You know?
And there's a runner, female, red top, black shorts, heading north.
Golly.
That is headed north.
This is weird.
For something that's not that interesting, like you really are dialed in over there.
I mean, this dude's doing muscle pose.
But what's funny is he's going to his favorite destinations, Vegas. He was just in Austin a second ago.
Yeah, but all they have is his highway house. Cam.
How did he choose where the camera's?
That's exactly, because Austin only has the highway cam. And
I
was like,
I see one in Nashville. I said the Hard Rock.
Yeah, that's the one I was looking at, dude.
I see Bourbon Street.
See?
New Orleans?
Cam.
Yeah. That's pretty dead right now, I bet.
There is literally one person out on the corner.
He's been there all night.
It's 9:55 a.m. there, 81 degrees Fahrenheit, and there's one dude on the corner sitting there. Yeah, he's been there all night.
Hey, everybody, sure. Everybody in Vegas, they like to do the popular one is they are holding up their hands to show the sign.
That's an Elvis guy.
Oh, is that what? He thinks he's the Elvis pose. That's what he's doing.
See, there's anything in Arkansas here?
Fayetteville?
No, nothing.
Oh, now they're doing selfies.
Will you show me Vegas, the one Lunchbox is looking at? Because I'm kind of interested in watching that one.
It's pretty cool. It's a long line.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of people.
At the sign?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should have like the wings here in Nashville where people on the weekends.
Oh, yeah. The mural.
See, she's doing the hands.
What if one day you're watching this and you like.
I've never seen that sign before.
See a crime happen and you get to be a witness and you saw it.
That's why we have these.
That's why we talked about this because of the bear guys. So like they saw something. Yeah.
I didn't realize this sign was so high, the Welcome to Las Vegas sign.
Yeah.
I thought it was like on the road.
That's a good point.
Like from the desert.
Their hands up. Hey, we're here.
Yeah, they're pointing to it. Like, look at us. I subscribe to this site.
Oh, no.
There's not commercial. Even a way to subscribe, but I find a way to.
Crap. Mayhem is everywhere.
They do commercials on this?
Yeah, I've got it. Oh, now we're back.
That's a short one.
Dang. All right, that's it. Everybody good?
Yeah.
There is a new Bobby cast up today with George Burge. We'll have a new 25 Whistles up today. Amy will have a fifth thing today.
Yeah, it's on. Four Things podcast, but bonus episode.
Yes.
Yep. We talk about people pleasing. Ugh.
Oh, come to husband and wife.
Don't people please?
Well, I think we can all just easily sometimes fall into like.
Yeah, I please.
People
my wife.
Pleasing mode. And I like to be then pleased. We're not. That's not what I mean.
Neither did I, weirdo.
What in the world?
Wow.
No, we mean,
okay.
We mean like, I want my wife to be pleased.
Wow, I know. Wow,
okay.
Amy.
Okay.
Amy, what are you thinking?
Okay.
Wow. Get single for a month.
This poor lady is by herself. Is, too embarrassed to ask someone to take a picture. She's trying to do a selfie.
Oh,
no. Get on the intercom.
I wish there's a way to be like, it's okay.
Like, she's like, tried to do it. And I'm like, all these people will take her picture for you. No, now she's out of here by herself.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. No, now she's just taking pictures just of the sign.
That's even worse.
She gave up on the selfie.
Aww.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see
you
tomorrow.
Go to the equator.
What?
Can see you? If there's a, yeah, at the, in Kenya. Go see if at the,
just line, type in equator.
There's a sign in Kenya. Where it says you're now at the equator.
Equator surf and tourism cams.
I have a picture in front of that.
You know what? I went to the, I saw the continental divide. You know what that is? You know what that is?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know what that was, but I saw it when
wait,
I was.
Wait, so the equator goes this way? Does that go?
Amy, I don't know. It's where the water, it decides if it's going to go to the Atlantic or the Pacific.
The equator goes smile.
Yeah.
The longitude. Dateline goes butt crack.
Oh, Dateline? Yeah, that's a Dateline? Yeah.
What is Dateline?
The one that goes like this.
All the time, you know.
Chris Hansen?
So like vertical.
That's not it. I don't know what Dateline.
You know, Ray used to live in the Four Corners.
What?
Where? Like Colorado?
No, I visited it.
Oh.
Where you can touch four states at the same time. I'm always going to get it wrong, but it's like Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and New Mexico.
Yeah, New Mexico twice. That's good.
New and Mexico. That's two. Yeah.
All right. It's Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah.
There's a place in Chattanooga, I think it's Chattanooga, Lookout Mountain, where you can see like nine states. From that spot, you get to see nine states. Pretty amazing.
How do we know they're telling us the truth?
I don't know. It's on
nine
the sign.
States?
Yeah, because they don't have a sign when you look. Like when I was in Colorado, we were on a mountain, and it was like, if you look this way, you can see Wyoming or whatever, or Idaho. And I'm like, cool, must see it because I'm looking that way, but don't know where it is.
What's the one in Texas where it's...
From Lookout Mountain, Rock City Point, you can see seven states. Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama.
Seven states.
The claim is repeated on numerous barn roofs in the surrounding area.
It's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah. Okay, we're out of here. All right, thank you guys. See you tomorrow. Bye. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecova store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.